Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. May I speak with Bradley?
Speaking.
All right. Okay, just have to fill these parts out. Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
All right. So as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote? Hello? Is anybody there? Hello? Is anybody on the line still? Hello?
Oh?
Oh, hello. Hello there. Would you like me to repeat the question?
No, I'm almost certain to vote.
All right, almost certain to vote. In the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote for those offices?
Almost certain to vote.
All right. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
1954.
All right. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any other race?
White.
All right. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right direction, or do you think things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in the right direction.
All right. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. And please tell me which one of them is the one that concerns you the most in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. So the list goes, inflation and cost of living, water policy, jobs and wages, homelessness, public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, parental rights and education, or housing affordability, or any others.
I'm going to say public infrastructure.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you names of public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one. And the categories are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or if you haven't heard of that person, that's totally an option as well. So the first person would be Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
What about Gary Bredefeld?
Somewhat favorable.
Paul Dictos?
I'm sorry, what?
Paul Dictos?
Oh, I have no opinion on him.
Oh, that's all right. Gavin Newsom?
Very favorable.
Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
And what about Steve Brando?
No opinion.
All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Deanna Burdace, Gary Bredefeld, who is a businessman slash council member, Paul Dictos, who is a CPA slash assessor recorder, and Steve Brando, county supervisor slash businessman, who would you choose for?
I don't know. I have to do my research.
All right, that's okay. Now, well, if the election were held today and you have to decide right now to which candidate would you, like, lean towards? The same option.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you forced me to vote today, I wouldn't vote because I haven't done my research.
All right. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Would you qualify it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
All right. Now thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidate like Fresno County Supervisor. And for each, if you could please tell me if you'll be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So the first one would be a candidate who is 80 years old.
Who is 80 years old?
Yes.
I'd be less likely to vote for them.
All right. Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
All right. What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
I might vote for them.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat?
Very likely I'd vote for them.
Would that be much more likely then, or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
I don't know. Probably right. Less likely.
All right. Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Jesus. Somewhat less likely.
Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Somewhat less likely.
A candidate who has led the efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county libraries.
Very less likely.
All right. And a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Somewhat less likely.
All right, somewhat less likely. Next, I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, if you could please tell me if there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate.
You have to repeat that one.
All right, yeah, totally. So next I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, if you could please tell me if you think there's a good chance, if there's a fair chance, if there's a small chance, or if there's no chance at all that you would vote for that candidate. So the first one is, Paul Dicto is currently serving as a Fresno County assessor, dash recorder, and he is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. So if you're hearing that, do you think there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for him as a county supervisor?
A small chance.
A chance?
A small chance.
Okay. Steve Rendeau currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Rendeau has defended North Fresno from the high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Rendeau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county libraries. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life.
There's no chance I'd vote for him.
All right. Grady Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. Sorry. He is running for the county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected.
There's no chance I'll vote for him.
All right. Now, after hearing all this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were still Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, Gary Bredefeld, who's a business/council member, Paul Dictos, the CPA/assessor/recorder, or Steve Rendeau, who's a county supervisor/businessman.
As I said before, I wouldn't vote until I've done my research. I don't like the ones you've named that I recognize.
Oh, all right, that's okay. Now, it kind of just, again, it says, well, if the elections were held today and you have to decide right now to which candidate would you choose or would you lean towards? It's totally okay if it's your opinion.
I wouldn't vote.
All right. And now finally, I just kind of want to ask you some questions, and these are just strictly for statistical purposes. Now, do you consider yourself a Democrat?
I'm running out of time.
Well, but we're already 84% done. I think it's just maybe two more questions, and we're done.
Okay, two more questions. What are they?
Oh, well, maybe two or three, but it's very, like, we're almost done.
Well, come on. Let's do it.
All right. Do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I'm a Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thinking in political terms, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And now, what was the last grade you completed?
What was the what?
What was the last grade of schooling that you completed?
I have a PhD.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
I own my home.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation and truly for being here.
All right.
All right. Bye.